Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm looking at the funniest thing. For people who have new dogs, expect to lose a lot of shoes and furniture in the first year. A new survey finds the first year of dog ownership will include 6 pairs of chewed shoes, 5 emergency visits to the vet, and 6 mad dashes to freedom out the front door. Dog owners spend an average of $122 preparing their homes for the arrival of their fur baby. And owners devote 11 hours a week to training them. Now, within the first year at home, dogs go through 27 toys, destroy 4 pieces of furniture, and slip out of their leash at least 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
As the COVID pandemic continues, 2 in 3 people say their dog is the only reason they've kept their sanity during lockdown. But I'll tell you, and I'm wondering, if you're a new dog owner, 644-9850, what has your dog ruined? 644-9850.
Ornaments, action figures.
Ooh, action figures, yeah.
Any kind of clothing that's left not in a drawer or up on a hanger the dog seems to find, and then she's like, look what I got, and I'm going to rearrange it for you. But she will find like the most coveted action figure of any child.
Oh, no.
And just nibble on a part that makes it completely useless at that point. I have a dream, and it involves a dog. I want the kind of dog that you see in commercials where the guy's got the pickup truck and he just goes, and the dog gets in the truck.
Oh, yeah. Hops in the back of the truck like it was easy.
I want that dog.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
The dog from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Brad Pitt dog. I want that dog. I don't know what kind of dog that is, but I just want to look at my little buddy and go, come on, boy. And then he does whatever I want him to do. No training, no nothing. Right. I want that magical dog. I don't have it right now.
See, if you're a bulldog owner like I am, Nick, you can ask your dog to do anything, and they're like, nah, I'm good. I'll sit right here.
Oh, so it's more like a person.
I'm fine. Roxy is such a good girl. She was little, she chewed on the legs of my dining room table.
Oh, no big.
Like, and you know what? I kind of look at it and love it. It's so cute. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Felicia.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
My dog got new, but when he was a baby, he had a thing with socks. He would eat socks.
Oh, no. So when your
eat
dog...
Eat and swallow socks or just nibble on them and destroy them?
Like eat them, swallow them, and then puke them out later.
Yep.
Oh, no. Did it ever become something you had to do surgery for? Because some dogs have problems with that.
No, thank heavens it didn't. We initially ended up, I stopped matching socks. I have a sock basket and all the kids' socks, because it was only kids' socks.
Yeah.
I just throw all the kids' socks in a basket and I'm like, find 2 socks.
Oh, yeah, just find, you know what? Well played, Mom. Well played. So socks for your dog. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Leanne.
Leanne, what has your dog eaten or ruined?
My breast pump.
Come on, really?
Yes. Well, I mean, not 100%, but the ends, like the cone things, he's chewed up, and I had to replace those parts of it. So I will not make that same mistake again of leaving it on the table.
Totally. So it's your fault for having it and leaving it somewhere where the dog could get at it. But the thing is with dogs, you get them all these treats, and they go after the one thing that is hard to replace.
Oh, yes. I mean, amongst shoes and other things, but that was probably the most notable and needy thing that I need to use every single day, like, sure. You know, a couple times a day. So
unbelievable. And you're like, really, of all of these things, couldn't you choose something else?
Right, choose a couple pairs of shoes.
Not mama's breast pump. I'm glad you called.
You weirdo.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning. Is this Paul? Nope. Okay, we lost Paul. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, it's Merrick again.
Merrick, so as a dog owner, what have you lost from your dog?
Well, they haven't really destroyed anything, but they get into our pantry and eat our groceries.
Oh, no. Now, Merrick, you say they. How many dogs do you have?
Three of them.
You have three, all the same breed, or what are the breeds?
Two dachshunds and a corgi pit bull mix.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to keep it too high then.
Yeah.
What are they getting into? Cinnamon Toast Crunch? What do they like?
No, ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles.
Oh,
all right. You
well
know what?
Played.
I'm fine with that because I think, Janet, it's cheaper than dog food.
But when you want ramen noodles and they're gone because the dogs ate them, that's not good.
Yeah, and we had to take him to the hospital because he was so bloated after he ate them.
Yeah,
right,
same.
That's not good.
Same. It's that, you know, the seasonings in the packets.
Ugh.
That gets them every time. Thanks, Merrick. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Alicia.
Alicia, what has your dog chewed up?
So she's a soul snatcher. She won't eat your shoe, like, per se. She just wants the sole of the shoe.
Oh, come on, really?
Soul snatcher. That's fantastic.
So when you go to get ready in the morning and you go to put your shoes on, you just pump and ate right. You ain't level.
Right, right.
This dog has eaten my soul.
So does the dog take the souls to the dog bed, or where are the souls eaten?
Yep. Takes to the dog bed, and she won't even, like, destroy them. She'll just, like, nibble, like, maybe where the toe goes or, like, where the heel goes.
Yeah.
So it's ruined, but it's not destroyed. And then she just, like, hides them in her bed.
Oh, that is so funny. So dog souls. I like that one. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Janet, it's Jeffrey. Your other Jeff.
Hi, other Jeff. How are
weekend
you?
Jeff.
Yes, it's my weekend, Jeff. What has your dog eaten?
And honestly, my Frenchie only ate one sandal, and it was a dollar sandal from Old Navy.
Oh, that's not bad.
Lucky guy right there.
That's really good.
My dog is, like, from the first day I got him until now, he follows me everywhere. He won't even leave me.
That is so cool. I love Frenchies. Like, that's going to be a dog I have someday. I love their personality. Yep.
He walks behind me.
That's amazing. That's okay. What? So that's the kind of dog I want.
My other Jeff.
He really does. It's crazy. My friend's laugh.
It's so funny. What color is your Frenchie?
Is the white and gray one.
White and gray one. Yeah, that's a beautiful Frenchie. I love that. All right, so that's not too bad. My bulldog, literally, Roxy will just chew out the little sound things from all the toys. So
yeah, that's
just
mine. Yeah, balls. I go through about 20 balls a week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, keep sending pictures. I love the pictures of the Frenchies. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Louis Aviles, downtown Buffalo.
Louis, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a beautiful day in America.
It sure is. So dogs seem to have this tradition of chewing things and ruining them. How about you?
Yes. I have an African Rhodesian Ridgeback Hound, and he's the epitome of a child, but he's really big. And when we first adopted him from the FPCA, they did some surgery to have him spayed, and he bled all over my couches. I didn't know what was wrong, and they told me that later in the day.
Hmm.
In addition to that, they have I don't know what's wrong with dogs, but they chew off the zippers off of everything. And he took the
zippers
out of my entire couch one day, and it looked like a snow zone.
Oh, my gosh.
Not the dog's fault. That's your fault for having a couch, Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis, so have you switched to, like, beanbag chairs, or what's your game now?
We'll get into those, too.
He just likes to tear things up. And when I give him one of those beds inside of his crate, he tears it up all the time, so I feel bad. I feel like he should have comfort, but it's always a mess when I come home from work.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You might want to look, you might, Lewis, a word of advice, you might want to look into a granite couch.
Stone age.
All right, Fred Flintstone.
Might be your only option.
I love that you adopted your dog. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
All right, nice talking to you, and good luck with that couch. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, are we talking about the dogs?
Oh, yes, we are. What has your dog ruined?
So remember when we first went into this whole COVID thing with the toilet paper?
Oh, yeah.
So I just had gotten home from BJ's with a huge thing from Charmin, and I was unloading the groceries, and the dog had gotten into the Charmin and destroyed all of it, and then was guarding it, so I couldn't even get to it.
Do you know how much fun that must have been for your dog to do that to the Charmin?
Oh, he looked at me like I had bought him the best toy ever.
Mm-hmm. But they know, see, the dogs know what's important, because he knew, he never went into the Charmin before, but he knew at that point that that was
at
a coveted, valuable, must-have item, and destroyed it.
Every bit of it. There was toilet paper all over the house.
You know, the best
part
is...
that's like $20 of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's a lot. The best part is, though, that your
Charmin's
dog guard...
Charmin
is...
It's name brand. Yeah, my butt doesn't deserve that.
She's driving home thinking how great of a score.
You know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're too... That's fancy, man. I don't have that at my house.
Charmin chic.
No wonder. No wonder your dog was guarding it. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even get the rolls away from him.
How many days after that event, that Charmin event... were there pieces of toilet paper all over your house?
There's still pieces of toilet paper. I have two large mastiffs.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there's still, I'm still finding toilet paper.
It's like living with bears with those dogs. They're big.
They're huge, and they slobber.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. So every day you come home, is it kind of like an adventure to see what happened?
Well... for instance, last night one of them got loose and was hurting deer.
Oh my gosh.
Holy cow.
Bringing them all to your house, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
There was a whole field of deer, and so I was trying to chase him to try to get him in. I've never seen this dog run so fast in all my life. And there's about 15 female deer, but it was so dark out. At one point, I ended up chasing a fawn. I thought it was my dog, but it was a fawn.
Oh,
where do you live?
In West Seneca.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Well,
yeah,
I guess.
Always an adventure.
I was going to say the adventure continues with your bull mastiffs. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ray. I actually thought I'd kind of take a little twist at this and actually put out, if anyone's looking to find a dog that needs to be rehomed at all for the holidays or anything like that in an emergency situation, I'm actually available to be taking in a dog or two. That's something that you guys can put out at all or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. We'll take your name and number, and if somebody calls, we'll share it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
That's so nice that you do that. How long have you been doing that for?
Usually, like, since about 3 years, I've gone around the holidays, we've taken in dogs and kind of that are in unique situations where they're not allowed with other animals or, you know, they have, some behavioral issues. A lot of times, it's, people around the holidays, they don't want to take in a dog that has any type of special needs.
Yeah, exactly. That's so nice. I'm really glad you called. Your line's breaking up, but we'll get your information. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was calling to give a story about my dog.
Yeah, what got destroyed?
So 1 year, my son got a yardstick of gumballs, rainbow colored gumballs, and the dog got into them and then proceeded to puke rainbows all over my cream colored carpet.
Oh no.
Did any of them come out as big bubbles?
Not that we caught, because by the time we got home, there was just rainbows everywhere. So at that point, we didn't even know. We called the vet, and they kind of were like, well, hopefully, everything comes out okay. But
hopefully.
Thanks for that. What family member gives your son a yard of gumballs?
It was actually a friend of the family.
Perfect.
Well, I kind of want it.
Tell them thanks a lot.
Dental appointments to that friend? I mean, what?
That's a dentist friend.
A yard of gum. Like, that's perfect.
I think it was like his second birthday or something, too. We were like, thanks. I don't even think it was open because at that point,
Kind of a choking hazard at that age.
Here, have a yard of gumballs for your 2-year-old and talk to me in a couple years. That's so funny, though. I like the rainbows. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Erica.
Erica, what is your puppy destroyed?
Okay, so I have two stories. One, my dog, my 12-pound Dachshund, that's at my mom's. My mom was making Christmas cookies a couple years back, and she ran out for a couple things. So she had all the cookies on the dining room table cooling. She came home to my dog, her belly is all swollen, and she ate and hid the majority of the cookies. And I'm talking like there was like 8 dozen.
How did the dog? Did the dog go up?
Involved? Like there was just cutout cookies.
Okay, so the dog got up on the chair, up on the table.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was there another dog helping this dog, or was this dog working alone?
No, Coco was all on her own.
Mm. Oh, Coco. You know, don't you just wish in those times you had a Ring camera that you could watch your dog do that?
Seriously, at that point, that technology was not there yet, so we didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just thought it was fun. It was so funny. I came home, and she's just, like, sitting there, belly full, like
Mama, my tummy hurts. You said you had two stories, so the eating of all of the the Christmas cookies, yes?
Yes, and then my boy, we rescued him January of this year. Mm-hmm. He eats coasters.
Toasters?
It sounded like you said
toasters. No, coasters.
Coasters or toaster? Coasters. Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, coasters.
In, like, leather L.L. Bean coasters. He just chews them up.
Oh.
That's on you for having fancy coasters.
Yeah, you're fancy.
All the coasters in the house. We can't have nice things.
Oh, why do you think the nice dog things. Picks that?
I have no idea. Like, it must be soft on his gums for some reason.
I don't know. Doesn't
he's a big boy. He's a boxer pit bull. So
I love that mix.
I don't know why he does that, but hey.
I dare you to send those back to L.L. Bean. Don't they guarantee everything for life?
Yeah, I think they do.
I'm not sure if they still do that, but I have them still hanging around, so I probably should.
I dare you to send them back and be like, I don't know how this happened. These did not wear well one
defective.
Bit.
They do.
Look at how bad this is. I don't have a boxer pit bull at home. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Yeah, so new dog owners should expect to lose plenty of shoes and furniture in the first year.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.